Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. So I want you to just lift up your heads where you are. Raise your hands to the Lord God Almighty. And let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Father, we love you, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Lord, for an opportunity in the house of the Lord to fellowship together. And we know when your word comes, it brings light. That's according to the scriptures. And we want to thank you, Lord, for the great things that you have, you know, an example of the younger generation. And Lord, we just want to praise you, Lord. Thank you for all of our young folks here, because they are going to do mighty things for the Lord. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So that testimony goes right with my message today, because the message I have today, I'm going to address it to all of our young people, especially because they're going back to school. I won't be here next week. I have a business trip, and I thought this would be my last opportunity to address the young folks that are returning to school. So my message today is titled, Youth Challenge, Ambassadors for Christ. Amen. So the youth is who we're going to challenge today, and I'm going to do something a little bit special. This message is going to be in two parts, maybe even three parts. I don't know. Depends on how long I have. I'm going to address the children, and I'm going to address the parents of the children, and then we're going to pray for them. So what I want to do is, in order that I can secure their complete attention, and this is not to embarrass you, but this is a blessing for you, because God is going to put something upon you today. Amen. I want all the youngsters, come out here to this front rows, and if that row fills up, sit out here on the second row in front of me. Everybody, come on, quickly, let's do this. All of you who are returning to school. Now, if you are under the age of 25, you are here on these two lines. You know, this may not be your first time going back to school, but if you are under the age of 25 or 25 and below, I want you here. And just fill up these rows, first row and second row. This is for you today, so you pay real good attention, and the Lord is going to bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's put our hand together for all our young people. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Put your hands together. The youth are our future. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And real progress comes from, you know, increase through our children and the younger generation. So, are you all listening to me carefully? No fidgeting and stuff. Pay attention to the message. This is for you. So the message today is youth challenge and how you can be ambassadors for Christ. So I'm going to be reading some scriptures to you, tell you what you, and give you some advice on how you should do. And then I'm going to talk to your parents and give many promises to your parents so that they won't worry about anything. Amen. Then we're going to pray for you. Praise the Lord. So, if you have your Bible, you can open it, whether it's physical, whether right now today I will allow you, if you have an electronic Bible, you can open it, that's fine, because I want you to hear the Word of God, and I'm going to share it with you today. So this is for our youth and for all the younger generation returning to school. I'm going to start today by challenging you, first of all, to live for Jesus. Amen. Amen, somebody. You children and youngsters, live for Jesus. You know, so that means everybody that's in grade school as well. You know, Adama, I don't see you here. Are you in school? Ikena, are you in school? Why are you guys not here? I want all the little children. I'm not calling only for college students. I want all these students. Bring them up. I want them to sit up here and listen to this. Come on up. Sit down. We have plenty of space. Come on down. Come on down. We have plenty of space. And I want you to pay attention, because you can understand this and you can listen. You know, don't say you don't understand. I'm going to speak in a language that you understand. I mean, some of you have, you know, you can watch movies or do something for 3 hours and your attention span is not broken. So you can listen for the next 30 minutes. Amen. Because this is going to save your life. Not only your spiritual life, it's going to save your physical life as well. You know what I'm going to tell you today. So pay attention for the next few minutes. I will start and read some scriptures over you and then tell you some words. Psalm 127. And as I read along, I want the parents to contribute by affirming the scriptures. So if I read something, you parents, that you agree, your spirit agrees with concerning your children, it will behoove you to say amen. Amen? Amen. So let's start here in the book of Psalms 127. And I'm going to read verses 3 to 5. And I'm going to try this very quickly. So whoever is back there, you have to put up the scriptures very quickly because I have a lot to do. And we're running out of time. But you have to bear with me today. I'm going to do it today. Psalm 127 verse 3. Lo, that means behold, children are an heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. You know, so we should never think of our children as a burden. You know, I don't know, some people think like that. You know, not people in this church or not real believers, but some people do think like that. So children, and this is the thing that children see the comparison. And you children, listen to this. This is how God compares you. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. Remember, in those days, all they had was arrows. I mean, so this is a great, you know, weaponry that they have here. Arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath a quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's my challenge to you today. This is the youth challenge, ambassadors for Christ. You're taking the gospel, you know, beyond the comfort zone of the church. When you go to school, it's like the gate. You're there. So, you know, whether you're at school, then some of you will be going to college for the first time. Some of you are returning to college. Some of you are going to high school, middle school, grade school, whatever it is. You know, so we want you to be loaded with all of the blessings of God. Now, I'm going to challenge you again with this scripture in the book of Ecclesiastes. And I'm going to read from chapter 11. I'll read one or two verses there, then I'll read chapter 12, also verse 1. So starting at Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. Rejoice, O young man, O young lady, you know, in thy youth. And let your heart cheer thee in all the days of your youth, and walk in all the ways. And this thing is written like with a tongue in the cheek, if you know what that means. You know, so he's saying, look, rejoice, have fun, walk in the ways of your heart, and in the sight of your own eyes, but know this, if you do all of that, that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. So a better way of saying this is this. Let me turn this as a corollary and turn this around and say, you know, to not fall into the judgment of God, but enjoy his grace, do not walk in the ways of your heart. Because the heart is what? The heart is what? Desperately wicked and deceitful. Don't say, I'm going to follow my heart. I hear people say all the time, I'm going to follow. Don't follow your heart. Follow the word of God. You know, so because your heart is wicked and it's deceitful, and your heart will deceive you. So you need to follow the word of God. Amen. Don't follow emotions and all that stuff. No. Now, therefore, remove sorrow from your heart. Put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. You know, when you grow older, I mean, look at all the older people here today. You know, they find out that childhood is vanity. And I was a younger man. I mean, I could run the 100 meters. I can't do those things anymore. Those things are gone. You know, so, you know, there's coming a time that you say, oh, Well, I wish I could have done it. Well, do it now. Amen. Remember now, chapter 12, verse 1. The Creator. So he's going to say, don't walk like that, but instead, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. You young folks, remember the Lord now. You know, don't say it's only for the big people or older people. No. While the evil days come not, and while, until the evil years are drawing near, and then you say, well, I don't have any pleasure in those things anymore. Serve the Lord now. Amen. Now, I'm going to mix this with, wisdom and advice and various things and so forth. Mix the word of God together. Now, here is what Psalm 1 tells us. The first three verses. It tells us this. Psalm 1 and verse chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, don't follow ungodly advice. And do not stand in the way of sinners. Don't sit even in the seat of discomfort. Don't associate with things of unrighteousness. Amen. Identify yourself with Christ, folks, and you young children, identify yourself with Christ. And he said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, if you delight in the law of the Lord and in his law, that's his word. Does he meditate day and night? You must meditate on the word of God, you know. And look at the blessing in verse 3. If you do all of these things, and you will be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. Amen. And you'll bring forth your fruit in your season, and your leaf will not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. It's a real secret of prosperity here. You know, so now you must work hard while you are in your youth. You know, don't be lazy. No, a little folding of the arms, a little slumber and so forth, so shall your poverty come like a thief in the night. Don't be lazy. Work hard. Amen. You say, why, you know, work hard, you know, shouldn't I just use my faith? No, that doesn't work. You have to work hard. Lamentation chapter 3 and verse 27. Now, this is not just for the folks that are here. Everybody here can listen to these scriptures. Every word of God is pure. Amen. So, Lamentation 3 and verse 27. It is good for a man or a young lady, for a person, basically, to bear the yoke in his youth. During the days of your youth, that's when you work hard. You do all you can in order to be successful. Praise the Lord. So, don't settle for second class. Amen. Don't settle for any of that. I'm going to read another scripture to you later on. Don't settle for second class. Be the best that you can be. Hallelujah. Be the best in the class. Why should somebody else be better than you? Do they have two heads? Huh? That's the way my dad, when I was growing up, that's the way he brought me up. He would always say to me, why should somebody be better than you? Does he have two heads? And I say, no. I say, fine. You know, so you be better than them. Praise the Lord. You all be better than everybody else. Because the Bible says so. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, he tells you that you will be the head and not the tail. You will be above only and never beneath. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, still talking about working hard, let's turn to Colossians chapter 3. And let me read two verses quickly. Verses 17 and 22. Colossians 3. It says in 17, it says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, whether you are studying or whatever you are, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks unto the Father by him. And verse 22 says, you know, obey your masters and all of that and so forth. No, that's not the one I want. Did I say 22? I want 20. Let me turn to it. So Colossians, verse 23 is what I want. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. When you are studying, study as unto the Lord. When you are doing whatever it is that you are participating in school, do it heartily as unto the Lord, 100%. My dad used to tell me, whatever is worth doing well. So it is worth doing well. If it is worth doing at all, then do it well and be the best at it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Be diligent in everything you do. When you go back to school, don't be sloppy with your studies and things like that. You know, be diligent. There's a promise for that too. In Proverbs 22 and 29. Can you put it up? You guys, when they're putting up the scriptures, I want you to be looking at. You all can read, you know, Proverbs 22 and 29. That's a promise if you are diligent. Seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? It could also be, seest thou a student that is diligent in his studies? He shall stand before kings, and he shall not stand before mean men. That means you go to Ivy League schools, you get the best scholarships, you do well in life. You will not be mediocre. Hallelujah. Do not settle for mediocrity. You are the child of the living God. And you need to shine for him. And if you are diligent in your business, diligent in the things that you are doing, you will stand before kings eventually. You're not going to stand before mean men. Mean men, riffraffs on the street. No, that's not you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, the scripture I gave you before in Deuteronomy that says you should be the head and not the tail is in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13. Be the head. Don't be the tail. Also, that means be a leader, not a follower. Hallelujah. When you are in your school, be a leader. Be an example of the believers. Don't follow what people are doing. You tell them and show them what they need to be doing. Praise the Lord. Head means you are the leader. You're not just following the crowd. Don't ever follow the crowd. When crowd are revolting, and don't follow the crowd. Have your own identity. Stand for what you believe. Hallelujah, somebody. You know, the chameleon? A chameleon is a creature that blends in wherever he is. If he's among the green grass, he will look green. If he's among the brown, he will look brown. Don't be a chameleon. Stand out for Jesus Christ. Don't blend in wherever you are. If you are in church, you look like the church people. If you are somewhere else, you look like... That's a chameleon spirit. And we reject that from your lives in Jesus' name. You stand tall for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now remember the rock from whence you are home and the hole from where you came out. Remember where you came from. Remember all the times you've been in this church. Remember all the preaching. Remember all the teachings your parents gave you at home. And you make them proud. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when you are in school also, obey them that have the rule over you. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17 tells you that. Now, that doesn't mean they're telling you to do something that's contrary to the scriptures. That's not what I mean. No, you don't never do that. You know, but if they, you know, there's certain rules. You know, you're in the classroom. They don't want you playing on your phone or doing this and that and so forth. You know, obey the rules. Hallelujah. Be an example of the believers. Okay? So, obey them that have the rule over you. Now, let me go on down look here quickly. Do not compromise your stand in the Lord. Don't compromise. Don't be like everybody else. In the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15, we are told, can you put it off? Philippians 2 and 15. This world is a crooked, you know, it's a perverse nation. You know, they're teaching boys to be girls. And girls to be boys, and people don't know who they are. You know who you are. Don't follow that perverseness. You know, shine as lights among the world. You know, and look, you must always be ready to give an answer. Don't just say, I don't do that. Tell them the reason why you don't do that. Hallelujah. Don't be a secret service agent Christian. Don't be a stealth Christian. Be a stand-up for Jesus Christian. Hallelujah. Don't hide your faith. Stand up for Jesus. If they say, oh, let's go to that. No, I don't do that. Say, why don't you do that? Because it is not in accordance to the word of God. You tell it to them. You know, they may laugh and so forth, but that word is going to be a witness against them. And that witness is actually going to help you be on your own toes as well. See, when you give a witness, see, when you blend in, nobody knows who you are. It's easy for you to do the wrong thing. But when you stand out from day one and say, I'm a believer, I love Jesus, then all of a sudden, do you know that, you know, my days when I used to work in the office and so forth, I don't work in offices anymore. I work from home now. When I got in, I used to establish a concept. I said, no swearing, this and that and so forth. You know, I'm a believer, I'm a pastor, whatever. I just tell them, you know, and you know, they'll be doing some wrong thing. I'm like, come around, they stop. Praise the Lord. You know, hey, it works, folks. You know, don't ever, you know, back down from the darkness. You outshine the darkness. Amen. You know, when the darkness is so dark, a little light shines even brighter when it is darkest. Let your light shine before men. Amen. And they may see your good works. Glorify God, who is your Father in heaven. Now, there are some blessings that God will have for you. Don't ever be afraid. There are promises and blessings for you. And I'm going to, by the end of this, we're going to pray for all of you. We're going to invoke some of the promises for you. Now, for you to have good success, we already read it in Psalm 1, but it also says the same thing in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, if you can put it up. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. It also says, look, this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth. This is what we are calling the book of the law, this Bible. You know, you meditate upon it, you will speak it. It didn't say depart out of your heart. Mouth, you speak it out. Don't hide it in your heart. You should hide it in your heart to keep you from sin, but you should speak it out to make you saved. For with the heart, man believes unto salvation, but with the mouth, confession is made unto, right? You believe unto righteousness, sorry, with your heart, but with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, also honor your parents. You know, that's the first commandment with any promise. Honor thy father and thy mother, that it might be well with you. One of the best ways that you can honor your father and mother as you go to school, remember you're carrying that family name. Stand tall for that name. Amen. Don't get into trouble and pull your family. Look, there's nobody that ever gets into trouble that they suffer it alone. You bring everybody down with you. You know, so stay clear of trouble. Amen. Honor your parents by being the best student. You know, when they have, you know, something and they call you up as the valedictorian and so forth, don't you know how proud your parents are going to be? Hallelujah. In those days, we used to have prize giving day at school. And if you came and they called you up, they say mathematics, they call your name. Science, they call your name. This one, they call your name. Don't you know your parents will be real happy? Yeah. You know, so make your parents proud. Honor your parents in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let me turn quickly to the parents. I'm going to take a little time because we did allow Pastor Silas a little time. So just stay with me. Don't worry about it. You know, I want to talk to the parents now. Parents, if you have children going away to college or starting some new educational level in their life, don't be afraid. Amen. You know, so, and I've got these promises. A lot of them, I'm going to abbreviate it because of time. You know, I can't read through all of these promises. But this Bible is loaded with promises for the children of the righteous. Hallelujah. So don't ever be afraid. So let's go through this quickly. And if you can help me and quickly put up these scriptures, I want to engage the parents now. Because this section is now for you. We are invoking these promises that I'm bringing out now for your children. So engage in these promises as we read them. Amen. Isaiah chapter 54. Can you read put up verse 13 for me quickly. Isaiah 54 and verse 13. If they can find it quicker than me. All right. All thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children. So don't you ever worry about it. He already promised that. Amen. There's a part that you have to play, though. We'll come to that at the very end. Now, let's read a few more promises here quickly. I had some things to say about that, but time is running out. I won't dwell too much. I'll just read the promises. Isaiah chapter 49. Let's read verse 25. He said, the Lord said to the captives and all of these things, you know, the prayer of the terrible shall be delivered. But the bottom part of that scripture is what I want to read. 25b. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. That's right. I will save your children. He said it with his own mouth. Jeremiah chapter 31. And let me read verse 16. Like I said, very quickly, I'm going to just read through this. Jeremiah 31 and verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, parents. Don't worry about it. You know, don't cry. Don't, you know, let your heart be sorrowful over your children. For your work of training them and all of these things shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. And they shall come again. You know, even for some of the children that may have wandered away and so forth, they shall come back, saith the Lord. Amen. That's wonderful. And look at verse 17. And there is hope in the end, saith the Lord, that all thy children shall come again into their own border or their possessions. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the verse I wanted to read. I was reading the wrong one earlier. Now, let's look at Psalm 115, verse 14. The Lord promised this. He said, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. It's a promise. So hold on to it. Now, Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18. I and the children that the Lord has given me. Hallelujah. So, you know, they are for signs and for wonders. Our children are for signs and wonders. These ones that are sitting here are for signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Let's read Psalm 147. Psalm 147. And let me read just verse 12. Actually, let's read verse 13. For he has strengthened the bars of thy gates, and he has blessed your children within you. Amen. Your children are already blessed of the Lord. So parents, don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Psalm 37. Let's look at verses 23 to 26. Psalm 37, verses 23 to 26. Psalm 37. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and the Lord delighteth in his way. Now look at the next verse. I mean, let's skip to verse 25. I have been young and I am old, or older. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Your seed will never beg bread. They will never lack, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let's look at Proverbs 11 and verse 21. Proverbs 11 and verse 21. The Lord laid in my heart to do this because it's my last opportunity to do it for these kids before they go to school. Proverbs 11 and verse 21. The last part of it says, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. You know, so, you know, this man's heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. When your kids go to school or wherever, and you hear there's evil tidings anywhere, let your heart be fixed. Because the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Amen. Don't worry about it. The Lord is going to keep them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 112, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 112, verses 1 and 2. You may be writing the scriptures down or marking them down. It's good for you to claim them over your children. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Is that you, parents? If that's you, then your seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Amen. The part that you have to play in all of this is written in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Train up your child in the way that he should go. And when they is older, he will not depart from it. Amen. Now, so I'm going to come down here and talk to you kids for just a sec. Your parents have been training you. You've been coming to church and all of that. Do not depart from the ways that they've been training you. Can I get amen from you kids? Huh? Can I get amen?
Amen?
All right. Amen is not only for adults. Young ones can say amen. Can I get amen from the young souls? That's right. Do not depart from what they have been training you. And remember, a couple months ago, I brought some of you out. You know, that had those cell phones and stuff. I had you take a pledge here. Stay away from those cell phones, those of you that drive. When you're driving, no cell phones. No answering, no texting, nothing. Put it away. You get to where you're going, figure out who's calling. It's not worth an accident. Amen? 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 It is not worth an accident. No matter what it is, you can wait until you get to where you're going. Then you can figure it out and then you can call them back. All right. So the next part here is we're going to pray. And I'm going to ask the parents that are here, if your children are here, come on forward. We're all going to do this together. Your children, your grandchildren, whoever is up here in these rows, come on down. We're going to lay hands on them. We're going to pray. Now, parents, you must always bless your children. Bless them and never curse. Amen. Lay hands on them. Pronounce blessings on them. Confer upon them the blessing that God has already put upon you. It's in your mouth already. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, you know, don't say, you know, who's going to go up to heaven to bring Christ down or who's going to bring him up from the grave. He's no longer there. But the word of blessing is in your mouth. When you bless your children, Jacob leaning upon his staff, he blessed his children. And everything he said came, it was just like that. When you bless your children, they are blessed. Hallelujah. So parents, come around. And if your child is not here, stand up with us. We're going to pray for these ones as we close the session. Find your child, lay your hands upon them. That's right. Both mother and father. It's not just for fathers only. Mothers, anybody. Find your child or grandchild or whoever, lay hands upon them and begin to speak blessings over them. Begin to pray. Call upon them in the name of the Lord. If you can pray in the spirit, begin to blast the spirit of God and the blessings of God over them. Pray over them. And I want all the pastors to come forward. We're going to impart some special things upon these children. For the pastors that have children that are praying for their children, finish that role first and then come forward. Bless your children in the name of the Lord. Call over them, Psalm 91. There shall no evil befall them, neither shall any plague come near wherever they are. The Lord will give charge over his angels to watch over them in all their ways. And the Lord will keep them. They will not dash their foot against any stone. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will be the head and not the tail. The Lord said, I will contend with anybody that contends with them. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, they will be above only. They will never be beneath. Above only, they will never be beneath. Above only, they will never be beneath. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to invite the rest of the people that are standing around. Let's come and form a circle upon around these ones. I just feel strongly that we should really pray for them. Form a circle around them and let's just surround them by the power of God. Everybody, come. Let's form a circle around these children. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. 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 This hedge cannot be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This circle cannot be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, bless these children. Now, you children, be praying for yourselves too. Don't just be looking. You can pray for yourself too. Pray for yourself. Receive the blessing that the parents are putting on you. Receive it. Tell God, ask God to help you to be the best that you can be. If you are struggling with any of your studies, ask God to help you. Give you the grace to do better. Hallelujah. Whatever you are struggling with in your life, you know, ask God to help you. He will help you too, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And those of you young children who prefer to play rather than do your studies, we break that chain in the name of Jesus. You will study. You will spend more time in your studies. Forget television. Forget all the iPad and all these things. Face your studies in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Face your studies. Remember, be seest thou a man that is diligent in his ways. He shall stand before kings and not before mean men. Don't be slothful, children. The slothful man says there's a lion in the street. Oh, something is happening today. I can't go to the library. I can't study. Don't be slothful. Work hard. Hallelujah. And the Lord make you to be above only and never beneath. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, I want everybody to join me. We're going to pray together now. I will pray. I wanted to go lay hands on all of them, but it's not necessary. Holy Spirit is doing it for me. Amen. But let's pray. Everybody, where you are, lift up your hands with me and let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these children because they represent our future. Hallelujah. And when you increase us, it is even more so a blessing when our children are increased. For the Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. And I said to my children, I said, hey, I'm 64 years old. You know, what increase do I want for myself now? It's for you to be increased. Amen. Now, the same thing goes for all of you. God will make you to be above only and not beneath in the name of Jesus. Now, if you're struggling with anything right now, I'm going to pray with you. You have to be sincere in your heart. You're struggling with spending too much time on games and things that don't profit. Get rid of all those things. I'm going to pray for you right now. Now, Lord Jesus, take away that desire that doesn't profit from them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And let them be diligent in their studies. So that they can excel. That they can be above. And I command an excellent spirit. The Bible said there was an excellent spirit upon Daniel. And God made him to be chief of everybody. Hallelujah. I command the understanding of dark sentences upon you. Those of you who are in college, all those algebra and all those things that are dark, you will understand dark sentences. In the name of Jesus Christ. So let it be as we pronounce it today. We command the spirit of knowledge like it was upon Daniel. Let it be upon you. And you be the Daniel of this generation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now the Lord give you an ear that is attentive to all the words that we have commanded you this day. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Do not be a chameleon. Stand up for Jesus. Don't blend in with the crowd. Let your moderation be known to all men. Let them know your stand in the name of Jesus Christ. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with you all. The Lord will keep you, your going out and your coming in, even from this time forth and even forevermore. God will cause you to do well even beyond your natural abilities. Because the Lord is the one that giveth the increase. After you have done your best and something is still falling short, God will give you increase. In the name of Jesus Christ. But first, you must do your best. Never do less than the best. Hallelujah. If the teacher says you can get extra points, don't say, well, what is it worth? Get the extra points. Hallelujah. Show yourself to be diligent in all things. And God in heaven himself will be proud of you. Hallelujah. Remember, he gave talents to somebody and he didn't use it. He hid it. And God didn't like that at all. So use your talents well and the Lord shall bless you. Now the God of peace and safety be with you. There shall never any evil befall any of you. This school year will be your best year so far. And those of you that are going to college for the first time, go with the banner of Jesus Christ. From day one, establish your territory. Hallelujah. And the Lord will stand with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And your parents will continue to pray for you. Every day, parents, pray for them. Whether they are home, before you send them home, before they get on that bus in the morning, lay hands on them. Pray with them. Do something. You know, bring them under the shadow of love. Hallelujah. And the Lord God Almighty will bless every one of them. They will make us proud. Hallelujah. They will shine for Jesus. They will do great exploits. The seed of the righteous will be mighty upon the earth. Give the Lord some praise in the house. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. You may be seated. Youngsters, you may go back to your seats. I believe the Lord protected you with that prayer. And I believe the Lord blessed you with that prayer. You will never be in danger. The angel of the Lord will be around you. In Jesus' mighty name. But do your part. Put away those cell phones when you are driving, those of you who can drive. And pay attention to the rules of safety at all times. The goodness of the Lord will be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together once again for the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord some praise in the house. Amen.